Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Hey, welcome once again to another edition of the Director's Cup. I do hope you're enjoying the music that I bring to you each week, and of course from the films as well. We've got some real corkers coming up over the next week, and I think we've got a pretty much of a corker today. The film is called Adventureland from 2009. Now, it's an American comedy drama and is written and directed by Greg Mottola. It was produced by the Miramax Films, and it stars Jesse Eisenberg. I think you know who played Mark Zuckerberg, and Christian Stewart. Well, the film has got some great music in it, and some of the music's even featured in dialogue. And the opening track is no exception. Here's the man, Lou Reed, and Satellite of Life.
Satellite's gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little while. I like to watch things on TV. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite's gone. Way up to Mars. Soon it'll be filled with parking cars. I watched it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. You've been bold with Harry, Mark, and John. Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday to Thursday with Harry, Mark, and John. Satellite's gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. Satellite of love. 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 Satellite. Satellite.
Lou Reed, Satellite of Love. And as I say, that and a couple of other tracks feature in dialogue throughout this film. We're looking at Adventureland today. Now, it's a truth of 20-somethings that if you have a crappy summer job with other 20-somethings, the way to take your mind off work is daydreaming of sex with your workmates. You're trapped there together 8 or 10 hours a day for 3 months. Right, so what else is there to make you dance to unheard melodies? As I say, a very American thing, this, but the music is great. Let's continue now with Big Star.
I'm in love with a girl, finest girl in the world. I didn't know I could feel. Think about her all the time, always on my mind. I didn't know about love.
I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L-U-V. I'm looking for a kiss.
Well, won't you tell me why those kids are moving so slow? Is it that they just don't have a place to go? When the day starts breaking, the sun is gonna shine. It's hard to sleep if I've been trying. And all the old ladies, they're all on their way to church. You go to church, oh baby, will I be a lonely one? I'm looking at the dirty search. I keep on searching. Well, listen, when I tell you, got no time for this, 'cause I just got to make it, can't afford to miss. If there's one reason, I'm telling you this, I feel bad, bad, bad. And I'm a looking for a kiss. Well, I'm a looking for a real hot kiss. Come on, kiss me. It's bad, but you know it's true. So why won't you just look in here, baby? When I'm a looking for a kiss. When everyone's going to your house, they shoot up in your room. Most of them are beautiful, but so obsessed with glue. I ain't gonna be here when they all get home. They're always thinking of me, they won't leave me alone. I didn't come here looking for no sex. Just looking for a kiss. I need-
just looking for a kiss.
Superb sound of the New York Dolls from the 70s. And there you go, looking for a kiss. Well, our main character's name is James. He's all set to move to New York, and his dad loses his job, and he's forced to take a job at a shabby Pittsburgh amusement park. This is James we're talking about here. All of the rides look secondhand, all of the games are rigged, and all of the prizes look like surplus. Well, their job is to encourage customers even more luckless than you are to throw baseballs at targets that are glued down whilst inflamed with hopes of taking home a big-ass panda. Well, that's what Bobby the owner calls them when he instructs you, nobody ever wins a big-ass panda. Well, one of the pieces of music that appears right the way through the film, because it, in fact, is the main song on the bumper cars, and I think also one of the other drives as well, is that excellent track by Falco. Do you remember Falco?
Talk Radio Europe.
Your voice in Spain.
Ein Punker unterliegt in der großen Stadt, ist er in Wien, war Vienna, wo er alles tat. Er hatte schönen Männer dran, doch ihn liebten alle Frauen. Und jede rief, na kann man Rock me Amadeus. Er war Superstar, er war populär, er war so exaltiert, die Kasse hatte Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol. Und alles rief, na kann man Rock me Amadeus. Es war 1780 und es war irgendwie nur Plastic Money in den Modebanken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jeder Mann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rocky-Doll und alle suchten noch auf den Captain Rock me Amadeus.
Amadeus from Falco. Now, well, we actually played this track in our film last week, Francis Ha. Here he is again, the man, David Bowie, and Modern Love.
Stay in. Get things done.
Alan T. on the Director's Cut.
Hey, welcome back, and you're listening to Talk Radio Europe, TRE. My name is Alan T, here with you on the Director's Cut this weekend, and we're featuring this week the music from the film Adventureland from 2009. Now, the film was presented during the summer of 1987 when the recent university graduate James Brennan, who's played by Jesse Eisenberg, makes a great plans to travel to Europe and begin his master's studies in search of a career in journalism. However, family financial problems force him to accept a summer job instead of travelling abroad, as I said earlier, which brings him to Adventureland, a declining amusement park in western Pennsylvania. A conservative and shy young man meets Emily Llewellyn, Christian Stewart, a very modern and liberal park worker with whom he develops bumpy romantic relationship. Now, the music you can hear in clubs as they visit various clubs and they enjoy themselves some of the times working in the adventure park. And here are two such tracks. First up, The Cure, Just Like Heaven, followed by In Excess.
Alan!
Now, here comes the music.
Daylight lit me in
Back to back, The Cure, Just Like Heaven, followed by In Excess and Don't Change. Well, with father and stepmother away, co-worker M throws a party and gets to know James. Well, during the conversation, M persuades James to join her at the pool house. Well, after M leaves the pool, Frigo, who's been a longtime friend, so-called, of James, humiliates him by announcing to the party that James has an erection whilst leaving the pool, causing James to be ashamed to jump back into the water. Well, after the party, Connell, which is played by Ryan Reynolds. And you know, Ryan Reynolds sort of made this film when his career was really going through the roof. And I wonder if he actually did it because it's almost like he did it because I think there was a good paycheck. And it was quite amusing. But anyway, he has an affair with M and comes to chase her more. And this song features whilst all this is going on. It's called Don't Want to Know You by Husker Du. Bit of punk for you. Don't Want to Know You from the movie Adventureland by Husker Du. Well, the relationship between James and M is conflicted, but I'll let you hear more of the music and interest in the movie, so less spoilers as we go into the main thrust of the film. To the music of Crowded House, M and James make out under the stars.
Yeah. causing me suspicion, but there's no proof. In the paper today, tales of war and advice, and she turned right over to the TV page.
Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Hey, yes, it's me again, Alan T here with the Director's Cut. This is Talk Radio Europe, TRE. And, well, we're featuring this film called Adventureland. Adventureland being a, you know, it's an amusement park in Pennsylvania. And it takes place in 1987. Well, now, I thought I suddenly realised that I was really giving away the movie, but... because my next line says, without enough money for college, James, however, goes to New York City with the blessing of his parents to look for work, and waits outside Em's apartment that she can get out of work. Em refuses to talk to him. I'm not going to say anymore. I'm just going to play the next piece of music, which is from The Replacements. This is Unjustified.
Tell me what's wrong.
Music from The Replacements in the movie Adventureland, Unjustified. We continue now with The Outfits. And I do hope you're enjoying the music from this film. It is very, I suppose you can say, very young. And at the same time, it's quite eclectic. This is The Outfits.
Net, we supply and install the most award-winning security system in Europe. Ajax system is connected to a central hub that calls the police in case of emergency and can be controlled from anywhere in the world via an app on your smartphone. Olivenetsecurity.es.
TRE Talk Radio Europe.
Alan T.
Welcome back. Yes, Alan T is here with you for the final segment of our program this week, The Director's Cut, as we feature the music from the film Adventureland. Now, interestingly, Adventureland, as with Francis Ha last week, sort of kind of either ends up or stays in New York. And I was in New York for the entire pandemic lockdown. And I saw a different city, I have to tell you. They always use the expression New York, the city that never sleeps. I have to say it was more like comatose for a lot of that time. But it is an amazing city. But I'm so glad now that I'm back in Spain, because you can kind of breathe better. But they've made a lot of films based in New York, as we know. And it is a very, very popular city. And it's huge. It's an unbelievable place. Well, I'm going to tell you now that Em reconciles and brings James to her apartment. And James reveals that he doesn't go to Columbia University this year due to lack of money. I'm giving it away, but I don't mind. Anyway, they end up sort of looking at each other and says, "Are we doing this?" And Em says, "I think so."
Sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad. Sometimes I feel so happy. But mostly you just make me mad. Baby, you just make me mad. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Thought of you as my mountaintop. Thought of you as my peak. Thought of you as everything I've had but couldn't keep. I've had but couldn't keep. Linger on. Your pale blue eyes. Linger on. Your pale blue eyes. If I could make the world as pure and strange as what I see, I'd put you in the mirror I put in front of me. I put in front of me. Linger on. Your pale blue eyes. Linger on your pale blue eyes. But can't stand up. was good what we did yesterday. And I'd do it once again. The fact that you are married only proves you're my best friend. But it's truly, truly a sin. Linger on.
Superb Velvet Underground, Pale Blue Eyes from the movie Adventureland. I do hope you've enjoyed the music today. I certainly enjoyed bringing it to you. And well, of course, we've got more superb. I can probably say they call it curation these days, don't they? Yeah, curated soundtracks for movies coming up over the coming weeks. Well, I'm going to go out with the Farewell to Adventureland. It's composed by Yola Tango and also responsible for the incidental music in this movie. I hope you enjoyed the music today. And we'll look forward to our next meeting here on the Director's Cut.
Director's Cut
with Alan T.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.